rocket about NASA and Elon Musk. Now, Japan will take you to Moon and Mars on bullet train. Yes, you heard it right. It is not a science fiction movie. Japan is actually planning to take a step in the industry of space travel. The country is also planning to build an artificial space habitat on Mars and Moons without having any adverse impact on Mars atmosphere or Moon's atmosphere. Hey guys, I'm your host Madhu and you're listening to Snooping Around. Researchers from Kaito University and the construction company Kajima Corporation unveiled their plan to design to a bullet train for a space travel in a press conference earlier in July. The transportation system called Hexagon Space Track System would involve a space train that travels between Earth, Moon, and Mars, stopping at the station on orbiting satellites. Copying the gravity of Earth, atmosphere, and topography, Japan is planning to build a glass habitat so that the human can feel at home. Human bodies may get too used to the low gravity in outer space with muscles, bones, and overall exoskeletal structure, and not using their inherent strength and softening over the time. Thus, Kyoto University and Kajima Construction aim to build a glass, a conical living structure with artificial gravity, complete with public transportation, green areas, and water bodies replicating the facilities on Earth. Their illustration presentation featured a large rotating cylindrical upright structure showing river, water, a park-like facilities for humans to live in when they are not outside the planet. It is essentially an inverted cone that rotates to create a centrifugal pull mimicking the effort of Earth's actual gravity. At roughly 1,300 feet tall with a radius of 328 feet, researchers are hoping to build a simplified prototype version by 2050. According to Ashi Simbon, a final version will take around a century to build and operational. The one on Moon will be called as Lunar Glass, while the habitat of Mars will be called as Mars Glass. Elements from the Earth's dirt line and the ecosystem will be extracted to be fed into the core biocomplex, which indicates the multidisciplinary field of geology, biology, botany, various physics and engineering. Now, let's hear about the transportation system. Hexagon Space Track System is a transportation system for the bullet train. The hexatrack will maintain a gravity of 1G, a normal gravity of Earth, for long distance travel and reduce the extended exposure effect of low gravity. It is said that the bullet train have a hexacapsule with a moving device in the middle. A 15-meter radius mini capsule will connect the Earth with the Moon, while 20-meter radius will link the Earth with Mars. Interestingly, the train are planned to be as large as Japanese bullet train by researchers and would be introduced with a linear or rocket engine. The 6 cars of trains would be detached at the station and transported in hexagon capsule. Explaining the idea, the university department said, "When launching into space, each vehicle is connected by a bar to maintain straightness. When you arrive at base station, you will be separated by one car each. Rocket injection devices are installed on the leading and trailing vehicle, respectively, to accelerate in outer space and escape the gravitational sphere of each planet." According to the reports, the station on the Moon will be known as Lunar Station and use Gateway satellite, while the station at Mars will be called as Mars Station and will be located on the Martian satellite Phobos. The Earth station will be known as Terra Station and succeed Space Station to the International Space Station as per the human spaceology. But something like this will take years or even centuries to build. Exciting, right? Interplanetary travel for everyone, even if you're not an astronaut. If you're hearing to this message, you have listened to the entire episode, and for that, we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. We hope you enjoyed this new episode, and if you did, please rate and review us on Apple Podcast and Spotify. Please share this episode with others who may be interested in this topic. Also, feel free to let us know what topics you would like to see covered in future episodes. Get in touch in comments or in Instagram. Thanks again. See you next time.